Artistry and Rhythm, identifying modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton and his orchestra, composer, conductor, and unchallenged leader in the brilliant idiom of modern jazz. The National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting Stan Kenton Encores, a special concert of those compositions most requested and applauded at his concert locations and the regular NBC Stan Kenton Concert Series. We're sure you'll enjoy the vitality and imaginative quality of Stan Kenton. Mr. Kenton, it's yours.
Our first obligation this evening is to make a nod in the direction of Jack Costello for the presentation of the beginning of this concert miniature encore. Our second acknowledgement is this. I think that you people listening in should hear an excellent show tonight because for once we have told the musicians what we're going to play. They know what's going to happen. We have spoken to the audience here in the Rustic Cabin. They know what's going to happen, so when we mix the audience with the music and vice versa, we should have something successful. A light thing this evening, fellas, the number that we spoke about, we want to start off with the first time here. It's not actually an encore. It's something we're crowding among the encores here. The thing called walking shoes. A salute to Jerry Mulligan. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You heard, of course, Frank Rosolino playing trombone, and then you heard the Ranger Bill Holman playing some jazz on the tenor saxophone, and for a change, the first alto saxophone player, Vinnie Dean, improvised a few passages. Egomaniac, to say the least. He's now taking bows for the thing. There's hardly any applause, Vinnie. We'll try to get more next time. Frank Rosolino, if you stand there, I see this is a rather new thing. You have your music. Gentlemen, this is Rosolino's version of Russo's version of I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. Look out. There's a considerable enthusiasm on our part for something that was created recently, a late recording of ours. It's so late that it is hardly out yet in a few places in the country, and there has been considerable enthusiasm also on the part of the people that have heard it, so much so that this evening on Concert and Miniature we wanted to present this latest recording of ours, this thing that has to do with the orchestra, the contents within the orchestra, mainly the relationship between a musician and the orchestra and vice versa. Sort of a dramatization. It lasts something of a little over 10 minutes, and we do hope that you will approve of this as sort of an expose of what takes place. Gentlemen, you know that it's necessary for me to have some script to talk. It's necessary in order to complete the picture to have you fellas playing. It'll be your atmosphere, my talk. So, gentlemen, start creating an atmosphere. Here is prologue.
This is an orchestra. A group of musicians gathered together because of a belief in a particular music. Like all orchestras, this organization is unique in that the artistic ideal is far more important than personal differences. These musicians, for this instance, came from all corners of America. The character of the music to follow is the result of their understanding and adjustment to each other. Some of this music is written, some is improvised. There are times when a musician will express his individuality and other moments when he will melt with the rest to create an organized sound. This is a cross-section view of this orchestra. Some musicians love to create sounds of percussion. They like to melt them with a melody. They have the ability to bring to life strong rhythmic swing and pour it into others. That's a rhythm section. Takes a bass player. Ours, Don Bagley. Another guy, he loves a melody just as he loves a beat. A guitar player, Sal Salvador. Another, a strong, determined will, continued spirit, a great obligation to the beat. A drummer, Stan Levy. Some musicians are not content just to play an instrument in an orchestra. This guy arranges, he composes, he wants to be a leader. Someday he will. Bill Russo. A young guy, Keith Moon. Some musicians have a zest for happy excitement. This fellow has few, if any, quiet, moody moments. His trombone playing is an honest reflection of himself. Frank Rossellino. Necessary to an orchestra is the constant presence of young musicians with their eager enthusiasm that are just getting started. Guys like trumpeters Reuben McFall and Don Dennis. An orchestra needs good first chairmen. They're like sergeants to an army. They've studied, they know how, they help their men, and they show how, like our first saxophone player, Vinnie Dean. Tenor saxophone of Bill Holman playing now. He represents a talent that is discontented with music of the present. He's anxious over the future. He writes, he orchestrates too. Within the group of personalities that make up an orchestra, it's also necessary that we have guys that are willing to be happy and swing at the drop of a hat. Richie Kamuka. An asset to any group like this is the presence of versatility, a musician capable of creating all moods. At the moment, warm, melding personal sounds. Connie Condoli. Within any group of musicians, you'll find men who are in constant study. It seems that perfection is not enough. They want even more. They are intent on achieving greater heights. Fellows like Lee Konitz. Then there's a baritone saxophone, but in the case of this instrument, I'd like to be personal. The fellow playing here has been a part of every sound since this orchestra began, Bob Geoga. A great first trumpet player, besides his schooling, technique and experience, must possess wonderful physical stamina. They're sometimes referred to as workhorses. Meet ours, Buddy Childers. A bass trombone is the bottom of an orchestra. Wait a minute, George Roberts. I said bottom. That's better. A first trombone can take black notes from dead paper and bring wonderful life to them. Meet ours, Bob Burgess. And we're lucky because we have one capable of stirring great feelings of fire. Maynard Ferguson. I'm Stan Kenton. I'm the piano player and I'm the leader. The guys call me the old man. They look to me for many things. A plan, final decisions, encouragement, and oh yes, another thing. Money. Money. With high regard and respect for each other's individuality, the ingredients in the variety of a group of personalities can make a music wide in scope, from tender soft sounds to screaming, crashing dissonance. This is an orchestra!
Thank you very much. Thank you, gentlemen. Now we'll rest a moment from stronger things. Before we proceed, we'd like to mention the composer and orchestrator of Prologue. He's done such a great job. All of his experience in orchestrating and talent in composing comes to light here. Johnny Richards. We're deeply indebted to Johnny for this. And also, out of a portion of Prologue, we'll choose one of the personalities here. Count, we said warm, melting sounds. Let's have a warm, melting version of the Count. Portrait of a Count, Connie Condoli. Something that has come to light on Concert in Miniature on Tuesday evenings, we have played quite a lot, a composition that we have explained is a kind of a merger of Afro-Cuban music as well as American jazz. It's this that has been announced as Cuban Night. It's been called other titles and so forth, but I want you to know that we have finally decided on a title. For better or for worse, ladies and gentlemen, we present this next number. Jack Costello, we hope that you approve of this, and If you do and you feel like you want to come in and say a few words, if we're in the Cuban part, use your accent. If we go to American part, you can talk just like you talk now. Ladies and gentlemen, the thing, as we say, for better or worse, is called 23 degrees north, 52 degrees west. Gentlemen, still four beats.
Listening to Stan Kenton Concert Encores, Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of modern music. Music as progressive as today and as new as tomorrow. The program originated at the Rustic Cabin in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. Stan Kenton Concert Encores will be heard again Sunday over most of these stations. And remember to join us each Tuesday night for the regular concert series heard over many of these same stations. Consult your local newspaper for the exact time in your vicinity. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.